Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and we are going to podcast the news with Tia Ayers, Will Miles, Junior Stopka, and Chad Briggs. Without further ado, here's the evening news for August 10th, 2010. Take it away.
Thanks, Brandon.
And thanks to our friends at WGN.
This week, a lot of people died.
Yes.
For instance, Stevens dies in crash.
Who's Stevens? He's a man who walks down
a hall. That's that senator from Alaska, Ted Stevens. He was a fuckhead.
I mean, what did he die?
If you're 9 years old, always fly a plane.
You know? He wasn't flying the plane.
He was in a tiny plane.
He was up on all sorts of kinds of ethics charges.
Up on sodomy charges. Bob Francis, former vice chairman.
Was he on the plane?
NCSC. No, I don't know if he molested children, but he just looks like it. And a big bodyguard tells Cat Stevens.
Wow, they really did not have a lot of footage on Ted Stevens because they've shown those three shots twice now.
Uh-oh. All we know about Stevens is that he walked.
A lot.
He walked and shook hands and he wore a sweater vest and sometimes a regular suit.
Yeah, he wore a yellow vest and he
wore an America pin.
Blue vest and
definitely.
Oh, freeze frame. Oh, here we go.
Blago.
Blago.
Blago news.
Give it up for Roddy Blago.
Blago news this week.
Lawyers are speaking.
Still looks the same after 40 years.
Sam Adams Sr. made a statement today about the Blago trial, but I want to know what Sam Adams
Jr. That's Sam Adams Jr. I love his closing arguments for the trial was basically, I am insane. I'm a crazy person.
Blago and Joey the Clown Lombardo.
Similarly to
same
the,
person, you decide.
Yes.
You know, they just showed clips of Senator Stevens walking and then Blago walking. Is that some kind of subliminal message that Blago is going to die in a plane crash or fake his
death? Yes,
it
is. He's going to fake it like Tupac.
Yeah, because he's going to be...
And live in Cuba.
Deep, Tia.
Deep.
And lawyers in the Blago trial commented that the artwork looks very mediocre.
The sketches were done...
Their use of red is mediocre and subpar.
The sketches were done to retain the... anonymity of the jurors.
And by the way, they were done by, I believe they said, Carol Renard. So she's available if you want to have a family portrait sketched in a courtroom style.
If you need any Scotch references for
the
chalk.
Hilarious Carol Leifer.
George Ryan on TV.
George Ryan,
no longer wanting to be in jail because jail is bad, according
jail
to
is
George
bad.
Ryan.
I'm going to die in jail. Goodness, goodness.
I met George Ryan when I was little. He told me how to play video games.
Did he go to the same barbershop as you?
As me and Andre Dawson. And Shawan.
And Rod Blagojevich in the news has, on another reality show, says that his first name is a porn star's first name.
I tell you, on a serious note, as Sam it goes Adams longer and longer, I think he's going to get off.
He's definitely going to get
they're
off.
They're deliberating on a clearly guilty man for a week and a half, going on 2 weeks, and they can't.
I think all they can prove is that he's an idiot, though. They can't prove that he actually did anything.
The cute blonde-haired reporter says, I don't know, but
I like my shirt.
I have blue eyes and a pretty dress.
I don't think she's even cute.
Her nose looks a little
leathery.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it looks terrible. Like it's been pulled back.
What is this, Red Bar?
I'm sorry.
All right.
She's attractive. Let's
like
be the anti.
Coach Purse, you dumb broad.
And now we got another stupid bitch talking on the news, but this one's of color.
You trying to talk about the issues
you stupid
of the day.
Pig.
Oh, there's my man Todd Stroger.
Oh.
Todd Stroger's
Stroger also won today 8-4.
Idiot.
Todd Stroger, who hired a teenage prostitute who gave him a particularly scintillating blowjob.
By the way, Todd Stroger never answers your emails, too.
He doesn't?
No, I emailed him about 80 times.
Flight attendant rampage, did you hear about this?
Yes, I did.
My roommate told me about it.
Nintendo system's coming back, and so buy the game.
Whoa, shit.
Drive-through
this is even better.
There we go. A lady beats up a lady in a drive-through.
And a man turns around in a swivel chair.
That wasn't
only
Tom
on
Skilling.
WGN News.
Tom Skilling doesn't stay up this
Did you
want to
hear
the
about
news.
The flight attendant rampage, or do you want to wait?
Yeah.
You know, Will, you know the story?
I've heard about it, yeah, a little bit.
Well, do you want to tell it?
No. An angry flight attendant.
An angry flight attendant, I guess, was helping someone, a passenger, when they were trying to take off today before they took off, and he got the passenger got ornery, and the flight attendant just said, like, fuck this, grabbed a beer, and went down the emergency slide.
Say ornery again.
Ornery. I don't know what
ornery.
It is.
Ornery.
Wait. Why was the emergency slide?
He just went, fuck this, and like opened up the hatch and went down the slide. The flight attendant. I guess.
In midair.
They hadn't taken off yet.
I think it was
like, you know what? I took this job to do this, not like the best thing I ever did was go down the slide.
Oh, my God.
10-piece
Family Feast, $19.99 at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I'm sick of this.
He took the job just to go down the slide.
That's what I'm imagining.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is, quote, delicious and cheap.
He's probably, like, that was the most exhilarating experience of working, you know.
Yeah.
It's got to be a miserable job. It's got to be horrible.
It's just like.
I heard it's been on Twitter all day.
You know what? Home Depot commercials look the best ever.
My dad was in a Home Depot.
Everybody's rich and cool. And then you go in there,
and
there's people painting and, like, hot women, you know. With these cool portraits, people helping you. And then you go in there, and you can't find a nail anywhere.
And you can't find a person to help you find
just
a nail.
One nail. I just want one nail.
Just
God damn it.
Penny nail.
I want a
one three-quarters nail.
Individually packaged nail with its own UPC code.
I don't want one that's open because it might have already been used.
I want a fresh
nail.
Nail's
been tainted.
I want to ensure what's the born-on date.
And I want to know, I want it made in America, too. I want a made in the USA nail.
Oh, give me one of them Jap nails. I want a fresh American nail.
They are shifty.
I buy all my nails at the farmer's market, so I
and apparently,
I like to squeeze them.
Apparently, this commercial has low, low prices,
Luna.
But only for the summertime,
uh-oh.
Which is ending.
You can get a free pad upgrade,
free measuring
if you're on your period.
What?
773-202.
Oh wait, I was doing the impact.
Luna.
That's not enough dudes.
No,
for
no
all the
more
numbers.
Baseball.
Yay.
Sox versus Twins.
Are we doing
I'm going to stay and watch that.
Oh, and KFC.
Two chickens, two chicken commercials, and one commercial.
Now that's news.
For one item, a 10-piece feast.
KFC so good?
S-O-G-O-O-D good.
And we're back to the news, guys. Chicago's very own WGN.
For all our black fans,
back
that was
the
white
news.
Person saying
HD.
That.
78
so
degrees here at 12:43 in the morning on this glorious August 11th.
This week, two cops are very fat and don't care about anything. The Cook County Sheriff's Department has said that
wearing
if
hats.
You wear a hat,
you are certified.
Make sure the hat fits your head and it's not...
Or you
too
will
big.
Be put in the trash and taken away by waste
we
management.
We like to go out into the community and promote hat safety. Summer is a particularly dangerous time for hats. Ill-fitting hats cause more deaths than guns in Chicago.
The men behind me are wearing hats. See how safe they are?
If you must wear a hat, make sure you have sunglasses to make you look maniacal.
If you are not wearing a hat, wear a yellow vest.
And please make sure the hat is not
and
made
out of
asbestos.
And if you are wearing a yellow vest, make sure you are over the age of 70 and instructing kids to cross the street, and then you didn't see the car yourself and got killed. This
Barack,
week Barack Obama.
Obama
is right about everything.
Obama steps up to the plate.
Way to go. At the
Barack
mound,
Obama.
Barack Obama and the fat
Barack
white woman.
Barack Obama chooses between white and black today on the news.
Finally. He's gonna make a stand.
Obama.
We've been waiting for that his
he
whole
is
life.
Promoting a heavyweight fight between two,
a black
boxers.
Woman and a white woman. Yeah, the manager there. That was so ridiculous.
There's 10-1 odds on, and this week,
lots of people who love Kirk got together and marched Kirk, down Main United Street to
a lot of kids high five.
Which Kirk though?
Only
Kirk
kids high five.
Cameron.
Kirk Cameron for United States Senate.
This is gonna translate so well.
This is.
We're just telling stories.
It's the Million Kirk March.
JFK International Airport.
This is the fucking flight attendant.
The flight attendant. Oh. Was arrested after going down the emergency.
He would be a JetBlue flight attendant.
What did he do?
He quit his job.
Yeah, they even have flight attendants on JetBlue?
He quit his job by grabbing a beer and and going down the emergency slide before takeoff.
Why is that national news, right?
Tia, when you open that door, does the emergency slide automatically inflate?
I don't know.
If so, I'm opening the next airplane door.
Look at that shit-eating grin.
You're
going to
be arrested if you do that.
He got arrested for having a beer.
Oh, for opening the door, he got arrested.
Yeah, for drinking on
he
the job.
He kind of looks like that guy that claimed he killed John Benet Ramsey that they brought back from
Toledo, Ohio.
Here
we go. Punch that bitch. Punch that bitch.
Oh, no.
Oh, she got it with a right. And another right.
A couple of good right hands.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Here we go.
She comes back.
The employees said, fuck you. I've got this.
The windows is closed. Go to her corner.
If she breaks that drive-through window.
Good elbow to the...
Come on, bitch.
Oh. She asked for extra ketchup.
Was that the same fight that Obama was just promoting?
Yeah.
Actually, yes.
The cute baby contest was held this week in Chicago. Everyone lost.
The cute premature baby contest.
And we've got a Latina lady.
Please
with a
do
cute
not
Asian
place
baby.
Hats atop your children's heads for their safety. A hat is as dangerous as a plastic cleaner bag for a child.
One black man in tortoiseshell glasses, three pregnant Latina women.
I think that man was the father of all those children.
Yes, he was. I aspire to be that man.
His life is over.
Still wearing pajamas, he said, fuck this. I'm out of here.
That kid got a good head of hair.
Yeah, as a baby.
And this is Chicago's I'm very jealous. Own. Let's look at the city right
Stormy
now.
Weather.
Since my man and I together.
News. Brought to you by Toshiba.
Toshiba. If you don't like Toshiba, be an asshole.
I want Junior Stofka to be hired in an advertising agency. Think tank. And he just says these things and then they just trademark his phrases. We'll use that someday. It doesn't work now, but we'll use that someday. Someday people will be saying, be an asshole.
Weekdays at from 3 to 7, visit
Gary Meyer.
Walgreens.
At VisionWorks right now, you can get 2-for-1.
At VisionWorks, if you buy 2 pair, you will be a little Asian kid.
You'll be really smart because you'll be twice as smart because you'll have 2 pairs of glasses.
Let me ask you something. Do you guys know anybody that uses U.S. Cellular?
Yes, they're all poor.
I used to use U.S. Cellular.
A couple of my friends use U.S. Cellular.
Does it Monty?
They get no service.
Is that why
they got the Android now, kid?
I don't understand why U.S. Cellular only works in Chicago.
And also get these not two phones US. Together and give one to you and the other person that doesn't exist.
Wow, look at this girl, Junior. Do you like her? She's got
Tile Outlet.
You can
worst
call Luna.
Outlet in the world. Just off the Fullerton Expressway.
I think to go get my designer floor wall combos.
I didn't know there were designer floor wall combos.
If you're into that, you're just a jerk off.
2444 West Fullerton Avenue, Tile Outlet.
Just off to Kennedy?
2444. That's pretty close to
open only Saturday and Sunday.
Junior, what's the slogan for Tile Outlet?
Tile Outlet, just off the expressway. If you like driving on highways, you'll love tiles. At Tile Outlet, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
Let's tile.
Also, this lady has never, ever been here. We only hire Hispanic people. So if you want to see a white lady, you will never see her.
Go to Menards.
Only at Tile Outlet.
Come to Tile Outlet. We'll tile the whole highway.
I like to think of the highway as just one long tile. Yeah. Just a beautiful tile.
Lots of grout.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing about Tile Outlet. No grout.
The white? Yeah.
Go to Grout Outlet. There's the Groutlet.
If you like grout, go to Grout Outlet.
Groutlet.
Nowhere near the Kennedy. You have to go to Crystal Lake to get the grout.
It's 12:50.
It's 12:50. 78 degrees, though.
Still 78 degrees, guys.
Let's talk some weather. Let's get boring.
Let's get
into the
Jim Ramsey.
Jim Ramsey,
who was the
Jim Ramsey,
the Egyptian pharaoh that enslaved the Jews.
Ramsey.
Jim Ramsey is talking about the weather. We get it with your goddamn praying to your sun god, Aton. Okay?
Little time lapse.
Aton does not
on.
Make the weather. It's all. It's a thing about
oh
the.
Oh my god, he can fly.
Whoa. Played by Yul
Jim
Brenner.
Jim Ramsey
by the way.
Is.
On Whoa. The map. He is on the map right now, dude.
And apparently a lot of green shit's going to
destroy.
Chicago, beware.
Going to slime you in your house tonight, so make sure your windows are closed.
Call Ghostbusters.
Slime rains.
And also, if you're close to the lake, do not drown tonight. Because we have high winds.
At least we're not over in Iowa, where they have yellow and green snot.
Wow.
If you're in
I
Iowa,
was getting dumped on by the Predator right now. Or is it Predator Vision?
If you're in Iowa, you're lost. Come back to Chicago.
If you're in Iowa, you're not
listening
to this.
What are we doing Iowa weather anyway? And
also
now we're
in
Wisconsin.
Northern stream. If he pulls his cock and starts peeing, you won't see the yellow stream.
Nah.
I mean, not cock, penis.
Oh, sorry.
He has a green penis?
His penis will get lost in the
If you paint your penis green, you can do the weather.
I would love to. RPM precipitation and clouds, ladies and gentlemen.
If you had a green penis, you could do the news with your cock out and no one would ever know.
I know.
It would just blend in.
On my penis.
Gonna rain tomorrow.
Well, it says
Will's penis is gonna make it rain tomorrow.
Precipitation,
yeah.
RPMs.
Okay.
It's gonna be a lot of rotations per minute, so watch out.
Sure is hot down
the
there.
The whole country's red.
These were the observed
high
temperatures.
If you like spinning your head on a bat and getting dizzy, don't do it tonight. There's a lot of RPM precipitation. 79 degrees in Midway. 72 at the lake, and 71 in Rockford. So,
oh my God!
If you wanted 1 degree cooler, go to Rockford.
Rockford,
buy a
shit.
Home in Rockford. We're always 1 degree cooler.
If you're always turning the thermostat from 72
and also,
to 71,
all these arrows
no
are
need in Rockford.
All these
just
arrows that you see here are leftovers from the Native Americans. So if you can find them, it's a scavenger hunt.
You'll never want for a show
and
tell.
Oh my God! There's a monster's heart in the bottom of the
Texas. Hey, Texas!
In the Southwest,
there's a purple bulbous thing.
Oh yeah,
throbbing.
And it got veins on it.
Mostly cloudy, storms possible, warm and humid tonight, guys.
When they say tonight, do they mean right now?
Yeah. When was this?
Also, the Sears Tower is in the news, and it might rain near the Sears Tower.
Oh, dear.
Sporadically.
And only the Sears Tower.
Seriously,
avoid
is it going to rain in
the Sears
morning?
Tower, guys.
We've got evening tea storms. Then
apparently, it's called the Willis
PT
Tower,
cloudy.
But...
Fuck that
as
brick.
As you can see by the spears... Sears...
The Sears spears?
Sears spears.
You know,
it's
I think I talked with Junior about this before. You know that the design
Holy
of the
crap,
Sears Tower...
Holy crap, we got a
lot of rain to come. Oh, and tomorrow,
Fuck.
Wednesday, 92.
But Thursday, 96.
High of 92, low of 77.
Lord.
Going to be some heavy storm comes? What does
it's
that
gonna
say?
It's going to be hazy.
Downpours.
Oh, heavy downpours.
Storm comes. Sorry.
Same thing.
Not
Did
a
you
word.
Guys know that the...
Yeah, it's meteorological
Can we just call
it
storm
For rain.
Storm
comes. You know, when the clouds just start nutting all over...
With the waterfalls.
The earth.
And this week, a guy I've never seen in my life is popular.
Oh, that's...
Bristol Palin's husband.
That's Bristol Palin's baby daddy.
Ex-boyfriend.
You know what? My theory is that Bristol Palin never had a kid.
CNN says this guy is a gem.
He's going to run for mayor of the, was it Wasilla,
Asshole.
Wisconsin?
Oh, and the guy
Wait, I'm sorry, Wasilla, Alaska, excuse me.
The guy
me.
From Swingers is doing another Chicago movie.
Vince
Straight
Black
out
Hawks
of
aren't even
Evanston.
Playing, and he's here.
He loves doing movies and loves hot actress women.
He loves Chicago. He's
and,
from Evanston.
Once he was on the David Letterman show, and he said something clever.
Once.
Be sure
he's
to
been
check
on,
him
he's
out.
He's been on 14 times,
movie.
But once he was on, he said something clever.
Oh,
only
and,
once.
And
pick party.
And football with the high school. This guy's, you know, and this week, why not pick him?
Make it a pick party.
I mean,
oh, we're back to the
school.
Commercials.
He's in Car-X. High school. We got to get up his confidence to be destroyed later in life when he's working at...
Car-X.
Jiffy Lube later in life.
Sorry.
So be sure to support him.
Don't worry, call the car wrecks, man.
Oh, hey, there's your boy again.
There's my boy.
Dirty Jobs.
Dirty Jobs, man.
It's a dirty job selling Ford.
He loves selling cars.
It's a dirty job.
I hate to be gauche, but he's always nipping out in these commercials.
Why is his hat on?
He's a little peace smuggler in these commercials. It's gross.
Oh,
you always get depressed.
Oh, there goes that little Asian girl peeking around the corner again.
When the back to school commercials come on, I used to always get bummed out.
And also,
yeah.
If,
I always thought cheap
if you're a cheesy
supplies.
White guy, you can talk to a cheesy white lady in the commercial.
Only if she's wearing glasses.
If you can afford an APX gold card, then I hate your guts.
You get three times two times one
for
earning
eight
power.
Cards this year.
I don't
any
even
airline,
try anymore.
Anytime. Ooh, first fly is on us.
10,000 bonus points.
Wait a minute.
Sign
we got a free
flight up.
Take Edward James charge. Almost?
Hey, what does SM mean?
Edward
S&M.
James Almost.
S&M.
What, registered trademark is a term. What does SM mean?
Standard trademark.
No,
guys,
that seems like
we have dueling vision commercials.
That
now
seems
it's a
like
Pearl
a
Vision commercial.
Bondage.
Buy one, get one free.
I love bondage.
Vision Works and Pearl Vision, both
viewership,
sponsoring.
So.
Dirty Jobs again? This fucking guy.
It's a conspiracy.
Fuck this Dirty Jobs dude. Let's hear you say it on the way out. Fuck Dirty Jobs.
Fuck Dirty
fuck
Jobs.
Dirty,
ladies and gentlemen, I'm on
jobs.
A couch, so
fuck
I don't really have the same rapport.
Do you guys think that the reason why there's so
never
many vision like glasses commercials on at this time of night is because there's someone in bed going like, I can't, what does that say?
Yeah,
what does
what
that
I'm
say?
Saying.
Free break I inspection?
My grandma told me that a friend of hers and my grandpa's used to wear, he got the swimming goggles that are prescription because he would always fall asleep and break his glasses. So he'd lay in bed at night wearing swimming goggles.
That can't be too comfortable.
No.
To be
at least he didn't
asleep.
Break them, though, because he would fall asleep with his glasses
he
on.
Yeah, also shards of glass in your
and also, if,
yeah,
so if you're going to send a kidney to a family, use UPS. UPS, the best kidney suppliers since 1972, when the surgery first was invented.
Never trust a nurse from University of Phoenix online.
Why not?
But go to the University of Phoenix College of Nursing.
Go there.
Yeah, it is difficult to get the hands-on experience you need as a nurse.
What
you can change
on?
All the virtual catheters you want online.
You practice on your own body. Isn't that the point?
And we're back to the news. It's the sports. Oh, no.
All right.
Sports.
Back to baseball.
And Dan Rowan, who has been
well, let's recap
broadcaster.
The game that we just podcasted, please.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
I remember Dan Rowan when he had hair.
Taking notes. And the Sox and the Twins, first game.
Flop.
It says flop, which is a term, a poker term, meaning the first three cards. But this, they use it for baseball.
Genius.
Which is
someone must
confusing.
Have been gambling on this game. Pete Rose, what are you doing?
Say it ain't
you're
so.
Not allowed in this stadium.
As Jim, wait a minute. Oh, and the Sox come back. And a sock. And a home run!
Someone got a home run.
That's
ooh,
a three-run
homer.
And then here comes back the Twins. And they do another thing to beat up the Sox.
Uh-oh.
And maybe the Sox will do something in the next clip.
Guaranteed.
And then a bunch of people threw baseballs.
And 8-3.
8-3, they're not coming back.
Here's hoping flop does refer
oh,
to
and here's
poker.
Ozzie Guillen, manager of the Sox. He looks like he snorted a little bit of Adderall.
He's a volatile human being, isn't he not?
Well, the Sox lost, but we're still doing good.
Sox lost, but they're still winning.
Wait a minute. He just,
oh, and
he
here
just
we go
mounted.
To San Francisco where everyone's freezing.
Because of Barack Obama.
Oh, and here's the game we call. This is the part where Chad Briggs talked about the Coke story, I believe.
Yep. Oh, there's Ricky
yeah,
Carmona.
This is,
yeah. Right in the water.
That's Ozzie Guillen.
Didn't we have fun?
And the Bears are dinged up, apparently, because Archie Bunker's wife came to the pre-practice.
Oh, hopefully they won't become meat-headed up later on in the week.
Yep, Chris something.
It's in Bourbonnais, Illinois.
People threw footballs.
Oh, wow.
People threw baseballs.
Cubs throwing lots of interceptions.
A lot of interceptions right at camp. That's a perfect
he's
sign.
He's practicing interceptions for the regular season.
So the Bears are practicing for another horrible quarterback.
And guys, it's
on
1
the screen,
a.m.
Chris
now.
Harris.
1 a.m. still 78 degrees. We're monitoring that.
You know, and Bears, this is HD.
You know, the Bears' safety is actually very dangerous.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, the rookie safety, Major Wright. Mm-hmm. He's major wrong.
He's majorly right. Yeah. Is that his real name, you guys think?
I don't know.
That's but, like a, one of those comedy well, names. Like Lovie he's like, Smith. I'm gonna go by this until I get funny, and then I'll. He's like, I'm gonna go by
Babylon.
This until.
Babylon's. That's not his real last name.
No, no, no. Yeah.
Why did you change your last name, man?
He thinks he's an artist. Well, he is an artist, but he
but
said it was because he's an artist.
Usually people change their first name. Like
I like Brian's name.
I like his stage
head.
Name.
Huh? I like bald.
Tiger Woods smiling.
You know what my favorite name is for a comedian to change? Doo Doo Brown.
There is a Doo Doo Brown.
I think you told me that. Yeah.
Doo Doo Brown.
He's on the south side.
Tiger Woods, also known as Doo Doo Brown, talking.
That's low.
Oh.
I like it.
Tiger Woods.
Get lower.
Tiger Woods is today doesn't give a fuck about what anybody thinks of him.
He doesn't care about
he's
golf.
He's really
anymore.
Terrible at golf since he's cured his sex addiction.
Yeah.
And also, the Chicago Bulls will lose again to everybody.
No way.
Yes, they
you're
will.
Right. I know.
I think Woods traded tit for tat, right?
Oh, Tia Ayers. Tia Ayers. Oh, shit.
Please got, be careful. Look out. Please.
You got a couple of tattoos. Is all she means.
Watch your step, folks.
I don't know what I'm talking. And now they talk and pretend that they
to,
like
Micah
each other.
Micah Mater.
Back to fake rapport with the reporter.
They pretend as though they.
That's true, Dan.
Well, that is very good.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, great. Where
at what point
my,
in the local news can they stop
I do like
having
the
fake
talking,
paper?
Like,
because they're clearly reading off the teleprompter. Anybody who knows has ever watched the news knows they're reading off the teleprompter. But they still have their little notes.
What do you think's on the notes? What do you think they wrote? Like, just
say something.
I think they're doing Sudoku.
Don't stop talking.
Sudoku.
Guys, don't stop talking and don't say fuck.
Say a joke.
I want to thank the director Sudoku. Of the WGN News. They just did the credits, Eric Johnson.
Beautiful.
Great job.
Give it up for Eric Johnson. Woo!
Yeah.
I really got, you
EJ.
Know,
I like how it was all out of order like a Quentin Tarantino
this
movie.
Week we hire an Indian woman. that's
I look at that work and I go, that's we're very Eric Johnson. That's a very absolutely. Eric Johnson-esque. Evening news program.
Oh, paid program. We're not going to podcast.
Oh, and that's
program.
The end of the news.
And now the guys. Podcast of Maury.
Are you Povich? Secretly cheating with one Maury of your spouse's Povich family
podcast,
members and you
no.
want to confess it on
ladies
the Maury show?
This begins the Maury Povich
guys,
podcast.
Are you secretly cheating?
4-5 Maury if you're a girl who is a really whore or if you're a girl who's out of control who's 14 or if you're a weird
did my husband
creepy
or my
kid.
Lover father my four kids?
And can we have more? Can we? Ugh. I feel sorry for black people because all black people on here, right?
Only black people. And even if it's
black,
a black dude
like,
with a white woman.
I got 18 kids and I don't know who the father is.
They're all acting, I think.
They really talk like that. That's not in any way offensive.
I know, but
genuinely.
I feel bad. I was, whatever.
Do you think it's real?
Also, the kid's name is Jareel, not to be confused with
Jareel.
Yeah,
Ja I think
Rule.
It's real.
You think it's real? You don't think they're acting?
It's real.
I think Jerry Springer's acting, but I don't.
For the record, if you're a dude, don't ever go on Maury because you're going to have a kid by the time you leave.
Drama.
Is that her name? Is her name Drama?
No, it's
Drama
L-E
and Jerry.
Apostrophe A-N-N-A.
Oh, Leanna.
You know, I'm not telling you you have to stop. I'd love for this to go on forever.
I think this should end.
Okay, I think we can stop is what I'm saying.
Yes.
I should
small
probably go.
Small private parts.
Just keep wanting.
Lori just topped anything you guys can do with small
she
private
said,
parts.
She said that it looks just, this got to be his kid.
This is
look at the
small
private
parts.
Maury's an asshole.
She's
man.
Stating her case.
I hate Maury. He, you know what he does to people?
Exploits black people.
He exploits black people as idiots.
It's true.
But small private parts is funny.
Isn't
he
Maury Povich married?
Chung.
I mean, it's their fault, but for being on the show, but
she's really just mad because she got pregnant by somebody with
they're
small private
getting
parts.
Maury, really?
They're
really?
Being compensated.
I've seen this 18,000 times, but you did this.
Don't you think they're being
he
compensated?
He is the father.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Because they need a little bit of money. I hope so. Because some people just want to be on TV.
That's stupid.
And they don't care.
Chad Briggs, everybody. Chad
Ochocinco. Chad Briggs. Great job.
He only lasted around 13.
I'm wearing the 14th round right
I
now.
I know.
Woo!
We're in the 16th inning of the Maury Povich.
I'm feeling the goddamn swelling around my eyes. I need my fucking trader to stop it.
All right, let's close this.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen.
Plug. Tia, what should you plug?
Monday nights, 10:30 p.m. Underground Lounge. It's a sad open mic. Bring your most depressing story that you want to reveal to people.
Will. Plug.
Right before that, go to Please Enjoy Yourself, which is actually happy. Or go to Two Black Dudes on the end of the month.
God, comedians, you should know it.
Every Wednesday night.
I'm doing the show August 11th.
August 11th. This will go up after that. That's tomorrow night.
Also, I'd like to plug my new product. Junior Stopka's lovable underwears, which can be bought at any local taco shop. If you buy 18 tacos, you get a free Junior Stopka lovable underwear at Tony's Tacos. You can get yourself one. And
and it's
basically a picture of me on people's underwear.
Terminator 4, Rise of the Cool Robots.
Cool Machine.
Cool Machine.
Look out for that. And, Terminator 4, Rise of the Cool Machines. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yay.
What about Chad? Chad, what are you plugging?
Chad bowed out at round 13.
Plug something.
Chad, let's plug something. Yell. Or come back up here. Here.
Actually, I'm hosting a comedy, a little benefit show at the Celtic Crown in beautiful Wrigleyville. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That is August 19th. It's from 6:30 to 9:30. The show starts about 8 o'clock. Please come out. We're going to help the Nepali children get outhouses and teachers and running water and all that good stuff. For Nepal, son.
There we go. Yeah. Good
job. Do-gooder.
Thank you, Chad.
So it's for Nepal University.
About time.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Yay. You're a trooper. Have a wonderful evening.